Coloured lights flicker in darkness, reflected off revolving mirrors, giving glimpses of words. The logo is revealed. Studio Canal. Voices are heard against black.
You guys, how long were you
About a year.
And you met in college, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was about 7 years ago. Yeah. I'm friends with Jack, you know. Which is
like... Ada Films presents.
You used to take frying pans, just put cheese in it, and you roll it up.
Is this true?
That's absolutely true.
You said that before.
It's absolutely true. He called it, he's like, oh, I made my cheese log.
Sorry, the wheelchair. So one night, we went to an emergency room entrance, and we stole a wheelchair and took it out back, and he was pushing me down the hill.
Tom did like, that?
Yeah, it was. He knew that I needed a wheelchair.
But I'm sorry.
He used to have one of those sunfishes, you know, the boats that have the one sail. Three person. And he would go out, and he would be gone for like 6 or 7 hours, and you'd be like really worried because you didn't see him from the shore.
Yeah. What was that band called?
It was the band called Bigfoot.
No, it's called the half
Bigfoot. Bigfoot.
Because he was a marine biologist, he liked Bigfoot.
Well, yes, the thing is there was a name attached to the wheelchair, so it was for someone.
We've been friends for a long time.
That was one of those guys who like walked into a room and you talked to them. You know, like, you could be at a party, you could have the one person in the room, like you, for example, and no one was talking to you.
No,
there's something to be said for somebody who just makes people feel comfortable.
He did.
Your sister's sister. A group of friends chat, drink, and eat snacks while looking at old photos featuring a young man with a beard. One guy stands apart, drinking heavily. A guy stands and taps his beer bottle.
Yeah, thank you.
You got it.
Right. Yeah. Trying to make this, like, a... respectable event. It's been a year. And I thought it was really important that we do this for Tom. It's so hard to eulogize someone who you look up to, you know? Because Tom was amazing. He was the best fucking guy. I mean, he was a better friend to all of us than we were to him. I mean, at least that's how I feel. I just think back, we were roommates at UW, and like I remember like at one point Sarah came to visit me, and he moved all of his stuff into the common room to sleep there. No, and I was like, it smells bad, and he was like, no, I'm gonna do it so that you can have sex, and I was like, we're not having sex. And he was like, but I'm optimistic, you know, and he was just so generous, you know, he was the best. And I was just thinking today, I mean, I saw Hotel Rwanda came on TV, and he and I saw it together in the theater. And the day after it came out, he started donating time at the shelter in downtown Seattle. That's what he was like. You'd sit there thinking about it, and he would do it. And just cheer, you know, I just want to say cheers to that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Tom and I were big into movies growing up.
All turned to face the heavy drinker.
Actually, Tom and I like had a seminal movie experience together, not dissimilar from Hotel Rwanda, except it was with Revenge of the Nerds. And it was fascinating. It's sort of... it changed him. Because Tom was not like you know him when he was younger. Tom was, he was the bully, I found out, like, when I went to pick him up from school. And he was quite emotionally and physically manipulative, and when I watched him watching Revenge of the Nerds, this something clicked in him, which was he was learning that, like, the bullies and the assholes end up last, and the nerds and the nice guys win. And his little brain started clocking away and going, oh, fuck. I'm gonna gain favor in this world. I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna be altruistic. I'm gonna watch Hotel Rwanda and volunteer at a shelter because girls will like that. I will get laid. I'll get a better job. I'll succeed. forward
think,
in the life.
I don't think that's what
but the purest
I don't think that's accurate.
I know you spent some time with him in the last couple of years,
yeah.
but he's my brother.
I just think you're gonna hold someone
if
to something that happened when they're fucking 14 years old or whatever
yeah,
he
exactly.
was when you that
if
happened.
If we're gonna toast a man, let's toast a man. Let's not eulogize
yeah.
somebody like a
no,
fucking bullshit.
No, I know, just
bullshit.
The way you're saying it is just
no,
like
I understand.
He's a dick and it's like he's not he
I
wasn't
didn't say
a dick, he was amazing.
You're calling my brother a dick? I'm not calling my brother a dick.
Jack.
I'm just saying, let's not do what everybody does at a funeral or a commemoratory ceremony where we just say, oh, they're amazing and they were generous. Because that's fucking bullshit and it's a dishonor to the man.
So cheers.
No, cheers. I think I'm going to finish, Al, because I'm his brother. If we're going to raise our glass, I want to raise our glass to the man. You know half of the man, and I know the whole man, okay? Who's fucking beautiful. He knew how to make himself work and weave in the world. And I think that's fucking great. And I would never call him a dick for that. So fuck you for saying that. But let's raise a glass to the whole man. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Jack walks out of the cozy living room wearing an angry scowl.
Cheers.
Al toasts Jack with tight-lipped sarcasm. Everyone else sits thoughtfully, now that the mood has been hoovered out of the room.
So anyway, we should say something, but does anyone want another drink, or...
What's the next word?
The girl who tried to stop Jack goes after him. He's leaning with his forehead against the wall in the hall.
Oh, boy.
She eyes him quizzically.
How'd that go for you? When you wrote it, how did you see that actually playing out for you?
I will say this. Some parties are forgettable, you know what I mean? But I gotta say, this party...
Had great guacamole and amazing public speaking.
Great public speaking. They'll remember it.
You gotta stop. You know that, right?
Oh, this is that moment.
This is your intervention.
Isn't it? This is hard, Iris.
I miss you. I miss my friend. I know you're sad. I'm sad too.
Yeah. You know what I always think about? I think about, like, that must have been so hard for you to leave Tom. That fucking guy loved you, man. But you were right, and you were so brave, and you were so right.
It wasn't right with us.
No, it wasn't right with you guys. But that's okay. Can I tell you something? I turned down the Trinity job.
Why?
I don't want to go to Trinity and show them who I am right now, because they'll never hire me again. And so... That almost means, like, I don't want to go to another party and show them who I am right now. And I don't want to go to a girl and show her who I am right now.
You're a mess.
Well.
I've been watching you for a year now. And whatever you're doing, and whatever you think is helping you, I have a responsibility as your friend to tell you that it's not.
I knew this was coming.
Okay.
Just tell me what to do.
Okay.
That's basically where I'm at.
Okay.
Just tell me what... You know
right.
better than I do. You know I don't know what the fuck I'm...
I know. I have a plan.
You have a plan?
I just want you to hear me out. It's
I
just
love
a plan
your plans.
Right now. You might not love this one, but just hear me out.
I don't have any plans.
That's good news. You know that nice red bicycle that you have?
Yes.
Yikes.
Sorry.
What you're gonna do, you're gonna dust off old Red, you're gonna wheel him out of the shed, and you're gonna get on a ferry. I'm sending you to my dad's place. You know, my dad's place on the island, it's beautiful in the winter. It's idyllic and crisp and peaceful and...
Like, by beautiful, you mean rainy and cold.
I'm sorry, I got so distracted because all I heard was pissing and moaning.
Right, sorry, I started pissing. I'm not pissing and moaning. I'm done.
You just need some headspace, okay?
Okay.
Auburn-haired Iris studies Jack sympathetically with her large, gentle eyes.
So then you're going to take a right on a road called Dunhill Road, and the house is right at the end of the street, and it's the only house on the lane.
Okay. Seriously, I'm just going and not... Like, what am I doing out here?
You just sit there and you look out at the water and you think about your life.
Really? I'm just going to sit?
You're just gonna sit. There's no TV. There's no internet. There's nothing. It's just you.
Do they have forks?
It's just you and. We have a couple of forks. Yeah.
I might need to stab myself in the face. Will you please come visit me, please?
No, Jack. I can't. This is. No, I can't anyway because I'm slammed. But I can't because this is for you. You know. Don't make me feel bad about sending you off.
All right, I'm gonna go have the greatest time ever doing nothing. And if I don't come back within a week, bring a razor and deodorant.
In daylight, Jack, stocky and ruddy-cheeked from too much booze, wearing a fleece-lined denim jacket, helmet and rucksack, rides through the damp grey town. He arrives at the ferry and pushes his red bike over the gangway. He stands on deck and watches the misty wooded shore recede, and another ferry dock. The ferry's propellers churn up a foaming wake in the dark, greenish water. A motor launch skims across the calm grey surface of the water beneath a low cloud, partly obscuring the grey hills in the distance. A rocky shore is crowned with tall conifers. The ferry docks, and Jack pedals ashore. He rides down a winding road with the shore to his left and cliffs to his right. White clouds waft across evergreen woods. Pine trees are silhouetted against a cool amber sunset which reflects off the water. At dusk, Jack cycles along a narrow track with a wooden fence along one side. After dark, Jack pushes his bike up onto a porch with a native-style human carving by a wooden door and shrugs off his rucksack. He searches around the base of the statue, then works his way upwards. He leans back and stares at the broad carved features of the face, then looks around the other wood pillar holding up the roof, and around a gently glowing light attached to the wall. Jack trudges towards another door with a light on the slatted wooden wall beside it, and a window. Through the window, he spots a woman in the kitchen holding a kettle. Jack stumbles back, flattening himself against the wall, wondering what to do. He peers back in through the window. She puts the kettle on, then walks across the room. She's wearing a long white shirt and is bare-legged. She opens the fridge, the door of which is covered with pictures and a map. Jack creeps back towards the window, hesitates, then looks back in. The woman's drying her hair on a towel. He takes in her long legs, ending in patterned woolen slipper socks. Jack jumps back guiltily as she turns her head towards the window. Jack freezes with a grimace, then looks back in the window. She's gone. He panics and tries to run, but is confronted by the woman brandishing a wooden oar.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I think I have the wrong house, and I... Hey! Hannah! You're Hannah! Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm Jack. I'm Iris's friend, Jack.
You're Jack?
Yes, I'm so sorry I freaked you out.
Holy fuck!
Sorry.
Are you kidding me? What are you doing, like, creeping around my house?
I was looking for the key, and I'm so sorry. I didn't even see anything, so it's fine.
Fuck me.
Sorry. That's my fault.
She walks off, dragging the oar, drawing a cardigan around her and shaking her head. Jack stays rooted to the spot on the porch, clueless as to what to do next. Indoors, Hannah sizes him up with a sigh and a wry smile.
Anyway, not to beat a dead horse, but just to be super clear, I was looking for the key out front and I thought maybe it was on the side, you know, and that's really...
Ring the bell. Just ring the bell, dude.
Yeah, but I didn't know anybody was here, so why would I ring the bell?
Yeah, just let's drop it, okay? It's done.
Anyway, sorry. But look, you obviously came here to get some alone time, and I'm clearly barging in, so I don't know. I just get a cheap hotel, I think, and it'll be fine.
No, it's fine. You could stay. It's fine. Stay.
I don't want to intrude. I really don't.
Look, Iris invited you up. You're a guest. You're welcome to stay.
She rubs her eyes wearily.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. There's plenty of room. I'm sure we won't even run into each other.
He eyes food bags on a counter.
Are you hungry? Bananas.
They're brown and shriveled.
Those are bananas?
Well, they're dehydrated.
Oh, okay. I'm good, thank you. But yeah, if you're okay, I will.
Okay, I'm okay. Stop saying, are you okay? Thank you.
Well, I just want to make sure you're okay. What is there a bedroom I should take?
Yeah, just go past where we had the standoff, and it's the first bedroom on the right. Oh,
past the creepy guy with the bike helmet?
Yeah, where the crazy lady was brandishing the oar.
She was scary. I hope she's gone.
Good night.
Do you think we'll see her again?
Maybe.
As he walks off, she sits on a stool by the counter, puts her legs up on another, and watches him whilst nibbling dried fruit. Jack switches on a table lamp in the bedroom, then drops his helmet and rucksack on the floor. He sits heavily on the single bed with a floral patchwork quilt, munches a chocolate bar, and takes stock of his surroundings. There are cushions on the bed, the curtains are plain brown, and there's a small pile of books on the unit beside the lamp by the headboard. Outside, the porch lights cast a glow over Jack's bike. Indoors, he lies in bed with his arms behind his head, wide awake. Jack switches on the lamp, props himself up on the pillows and opens a book. Between the pages, he finds a photo of a smiling, bearded man with iris who's wearing a woolly hat. It's his brother. Jack stares at the picture and smiles sadly. Then slips it back and puts the book down. He scratches his head. Jack listens. He opens the door to the kitchen and peers in. Hannah's sitting at the wooden table, her foot up on a chair clutching a glass. There's a bottle of spirits on the table.
Can I come in?
Hannah puts down her glass. Jack enters and puffs out his cheeks as he approaches her uncertainly. Hannah smiles to herself.
There's glasses on the windowsill. You know, if you want to join me.
You sure?
Yeah.
Thanks.
He goes to fetch a glass.
One thing in common with your little sister?
What, the lush factor?
The self-aware lush factor.
Oh.
Very important. Mm. Big difference. So, you're on an island. It's 3 a.m. And you're drinking by yourself.
Yeah.
What's going on?
She frowns.
Really?
I'm not good for small talk, so I apologize if I'm barging through the doors of your privacy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's okay. You kind of are, but
I apologize. Let's talk about your slippers.
Okay, let's talk about my slippers.
Your slippers are awesome.
Jack challenges her with a stare. Hannah gives in.
I just walked out on a 7-year relationship.
Whoa.
Hence the tequila.
Hence the tequila.
Jack purses his lips and eyes her pensively.
What's your story?
Nothing really. I just kind of had a shitty year. You know, thought it'd be nice to have a little sabbatical, get some alone time.
Okay, good place for it.
Good place for it.
Obviously.
Get any alone time. But I gotta say, not so terrible to have a drinking buddy.
Yeah.
Jack considers her with a smile.
You are not what I expected, Hannah.
How so?
You are, I don't know, just not how Iris described you to me, I guess.
How does she describe me?
She, well, if you don't know already, she worships you and looks up to you and thinks you are amazing and she loves you.
Yeah.
It's true.
What else?
Give
me the dirt. Come on.
What am I supposed to say? She loves you. She thinks you're amazing.
Oh, I love her. I think she's amazing.
Oh, good. Well, drink your drink.
You drink your drink. Don't tell me to drink my drink.
Well, I'm drinking my drink. Drink that one. Watch this.
Jack knocks back his shot.
Oh, yeah, watch this.
Her glass is larger.
Wham! Okay.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Now you're talking. I had a brother.
Anna nods as Jack pours.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I knew that.
Don't.
That's, come I'm sorry, on. It's my bad.
Why are you sorry?
I don't know.
There's nothing to be sorry about. I used to have a brother, and I don't anymore. And that's what it is, you know? It's like, it is what it is, and it sucks, and it, you know, it was, you know, terrible, obviously, mm-hmm. But I'm good, and thank you for that, but it's not necessary.
She thinks, then raises her glass.
To your brother.
To your sister. Good. And her sister. Being you.
Being me.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I didn't drink.
Come on.
Hannah only sips.
I can't.
Look, if we're gonna drink to someone as awesome as your sister and my dead brother, we're throwing the shit back.
Okay.
Come on, wham it. Mm. There it is.
Holy shit.
Yet another similarity with you and Iris. I can talk her into drinking anything. I can't believe you let me talk you into that. That's really great. You want another one?
Another leads to another.
Okay, my best friend is your sister. Right. It's like a kind of in-law of sort that makes us, you know what I'm saying?
Hannah shoves her glass away as he taps his.
What
emotionally
are you talking about?
Bitch. I'm doing it.
Yeah, go. I cut you off and you're
drawing,
actually going with something.
I'm drawing a brilliant girl. Going again. Going down, getting weird with the producers, too.
Another shot's drained.
All right, what was I saying? Yeah. All right, it's not that I was in love with her. I was totally fucking in love with her. But what I was in love with was the potential that she was holding that was me.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right.
That's what I was in love with.
Right.
Was that.
Right.
And then I started to realize, like, it was like I gave her all my all my good stuff. Does this make any sense?
Yeah, you
and like, and she wouldn't give it back. So like, as the years went on and everything went on, I was just like, this sounds so fucking melodramatic. I was like this fucking like little fucking bird, like in a cage. And finally, she came over and unlocked it, and I just sat there. Wow. I sat there for 3 more months when she was hooking up with a. This woman, girl, who's so much younger than me. And I just sat there and waited for her to be attracted to me again, or to just look at me like I was,
Whoa. We're gonna stop this conversation. Mm-hmm. I got a sense of it, okay? And here's the deal. I've made a decision. Pam is a fucking moron, okay?
She's not really, but...
No, here's the deal. Right, look, for her to have given you the sense in some way that you're not like young enough or good enough or pretty enough or just enough in general is fucking bullshit. And
it is, right?
It's bullshit. Because what I see across from me is you're gonna have to let me descend here for a second. Can I descend?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to tell you something. And I don't want you to take it the wrong way, it's to prove a point, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's about your butt. So when
what?
When I went to look for
you are a fucker.
I am.
You were fucking peeping in the fucking windows. You're a fucker. Give me some more. Go ahead. I want to hear your confession.
No.
Confess.
I tried to find the key. Uh-huh. I went around the door. All innocent up until that point. Innocent, looking for the key. Total innocence, total innocence.
Yeah.
Through the window. Your butt.
Pervert.
Mm-hmm. But you made me that way.
Because
your butt is fucking awesome, okay?
Can you not?
Because it's like super soft.
How do you know it's super soft?
Because I can tell.
You're so fucking weird and drunk right now.
I looked at it for a little while.
No, go ahead.
All right, I got a good sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you another thing that's even more inappropriate, but it's super safe because you're a lesbian. If I were differently equipped or you were differently inclined, this night might go a very different way. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're just saying.
I would be super open to that in a whole other universe.
Okay.
Because, and this is just serving to prove my point of like, you shouldn't feel not awesome because she was not interested in you. There would be a lot of people.
I didn't say she wasn't interested in me. The fucking thing ran its course. But anyway, go ahead. I like it.
To your gorgeous, supple, soft, sexy, motherfucking butt. And all the other things that I might be thinking about, except for the fact that I'm not thinking about them.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, the point is, you're never gonna be happy if you're eating this fucking bird food. You know why you feel like a bird?
I love that food.
You feel like a bird? Okay, what the fuck is this? It's a turd. You can't eat these things. am here, Dr. Jack, to fix you, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna make you round, tall filet, super awesome, grocery store. Cook it medium rare.
I can't do it.
With the butter?
I can't eat meat. Come make me something else.
Okay, I'll make you something else. I'll make you a super awesome steak, medium rare, with the butter and the blue cheese and the truffle oil drizzled over the French fries. And I'm gonna put this plate in front of you, and it's gonna be totally different. It'll be a change of pace, but you are out of the cage now, my friend. And if you wanna fucking fly, you're gonna start with a steak. That's all I'm saying.
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to the store.
No,
I'm gonna fucking cook you the meal.
Hannah smiles and shoots him a direct look. He raises his eyebrows, and she tilts her head towards the bedrooms.
All right. I'm gonna take you up on your offer.
What are you doing?
I haven't been on that bicycle in quite some time, but...
Wait. Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm single. You're single.
I'm single.
I mean, maybe it's a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
No, maybe it's a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
No, I mean, you shouldn't do it. You're a straight guy.
I'm looking at your boobs.
It might be too much. It might be too much for you. Too much for you to handle.
Jack tries to figure her out.
What?
You're serious.
I don't know. I mean, I'm game if you're game.
Hannah challenges him with narrowed eyes.
Okay. Wait.
Get rid of this. Holy shit.
Jack pushes Hannah onto her back on the bed, leans down, and kisses her. She pulls his top off, and they kiss again.
Wait. Shit. I don't have a condom. I thought I was gonna be alone.
Condom.
Sorry,
I think I know where this one.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Hannah dashes out of the room. Jack wonders what to do and positions himself leaning back on his elbows on the bed. He changes his mind, hurriedly tosses pillows aside, pulls down the quilt and gets under the covers. Lying on his back, he unbuckles his belt.
Wait. Stay right there. Don't move. I gotta show you something. I've always wanted to do this. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Ta-da!
He lifts the covers with a flourish.
All right.
You're very underwhelmed. Okay, never mind.
Wait, all right. I'm gonna do it.
Whoa, you're really going for it.
Is that on?
Snap it. Okay, good. Give me this.
Help!
Sorry. Okay, I got it.
His clothes emerge from under the quilt.
Okay.
Get these off.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Squirming under the quilt, Jack gets on top of Hannah.
Oh my god. Oh shit, you're amazing.
Hannah's still wearing her bra as Jack moves on top of her with his face buried in her neck.
Oh, sorry. Give me a second.
Oh shit, I squealed, sorry.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, sorry. It wasn't supposed to be that fast.
Okay.
I can help.
No, it's okay.
Finish for you if you want.
Oh no, thank you.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in my hair.
Sorry. All right. Well.
Hannah lies on her side with her back to Jack. He pecks her shoulder.
You want to snuggle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay.
Maybe not that close.
We should get some water too before we go to sleep.
Okay.
Neither of them move to fetch it.
Good night. Thank you.
They lie spooning with Jack's arm draped around Hannah's waist. The rippling water is reflected on rocks along the shore in the morning sun. Grass and trees display a myriad green and gold tones, and the wooden house nestles in harmony with the surrounding woods. It's on a slope down towards the water, and is partly held up on wooden supports. A neat banister runs round the porch and down the steps which join the earthy slope. Jack and Hannah are still asleep. Jack stirs, rubs his eyes, and looks around with a puzzled expression. He sits on the edge of the bed and puts on his boxers. Down in the kitchen, he looks out of the window and spots Iris taking bags out of the boot of a Mini Cooper. Jack runs back to Hannah in alarm.
She's here. Get up.
He treads on the discarded condom packet. He rummages in the bed and finds the condom.
Okay, you have to get up. Iris is in the driveway. She's in the driveway. Give me some tissues.
Jack stuffs tissues into the bin with the condom.
Very important, okay? She cannot know about this. I am running or something, you are sleeping, and we're good, okay?
He dashes out, leaving Hannah completely baffled.
What?
Iris enters through the door into the kitchen and puts down bags of groceries.
Jack!
Iris takes off her boots and carries the bags into the kitchen, placing them on the counter. She takes off her dark overcoat and finds Hannah's dried food as her sister wanders in from outside.
What the fuck is that?
Hey, Bean.
Puppet, what the fuck? Oh my goodness! What are you doing here?
Oh.
How you doing? It was so nice to see you. I didn't know you were gonna be here.
Yeah, it's a long
story. Did you just wake up? You okay? These are cute. These are really
cute.
Holy cow. Jesus Christ. What have you come as?
I was on a run.
Here she is.
Hannah showed me a great path.
Jane Fonda.
Oh, cut it out.
Oh, yummy, a sweaty.
What are you doing here? What is going on?
I just did you meet my sister? I've been wanting you to meet her.
I did. We met last night. Yes, we did.
How nice is this? I've been wanting you guys to meet for so long. So I haven't been talking about it. And it's weird. It's weird that you haven't met, so I love it.
I know, it's crazy. What are you doing here?
I got off work. I just was like, they moved a shoot and then axed another one. So I was like, peace out. I'm going to go and annoy my friend.
Great.
It's amazing that she's here as well.
I know. You were like, go off for a solo sabbatical.
I know. Except I know you're supposed to have alone time and now you're like, double whammy.
Two of them here.
That was a big run.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. I need to pee. I'm literally going to pee my pants. I got you provisions and stuff. I love that you're here. Where did you guys sleep?
They study the floor.
That was a bit much. It's like pouring off your head.
Jack, in a soaking wet hoodie and cut-off jeans, mimes for Hannah to keep quiet. Hannah strips the bed.
Hey. Took my room.
I hate my room.
You do hate your room.
Don't be weird and change the sheets, it's fine.
Hannah considers Iris thoughtfully.
I broke up with Pam.
What? Holy shit, what, when?
A couple of days ago, I got up here yesterday, I hitchhiked up.
Please don't hitchhike, it's so dangerous. I had no idea that... Are you all right? Please don't change the sheets.
I want to change the sheets.
Let me change the sheets. I want to talk to you about...
Hannah walks out, smiling defensively, with an armful of bedding.
I had no idea you guys were having trouble.
Iris lies down on the stripped bed.
Hannah!
She throws a woolen glove across the room.
Why didn't you call me?
I don't know. I knew we were in trouble and we weren't being physical anymore. But, I mean, that was totally my fault. You know, she's so fucking angry with her all the time.
Yeah, of course you were. She's suffocating.
No, well, she was suffocating.
She was suffocating.
No, but it was me too. It was because I was buying into this. What did I say to you last night? I had a good metaphor for it last night.
Did you guys talk about this last night?
Yes, I was shit-faced and pouring out my heart.
You know what? I am gonna need some herbs.
Okay.
Would you mind getting something from the garden?
Do you want Gina right now or do you want to?
It would be great so they could marinate.
What?
I do feel like sooner rather than later would be good, just so they can marinate.
Is that right? I want to know what the...
I remember
I
where
I
was.
Any great. Of this, like the breaking point.
Well, it's not the kind of stuff you talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what do you want me to do?
Real quick, I've been thinking,
since the bottle of tequila was pretty much empty, I think the way we pitch it is you were here drinking, and I came in, we talked for like 20 minutes, then you went to bed, I stayed up finishing the tequila, and then that way it's like we hung out a little bit, but not so much that it's suspicious. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Is that cool with you?
What are you talking about? I mean, seriously, what are you talking about?
Okay, don't you think we both agree it's better if Iris just doesn't know?
Why?
Because she's your sister, and yeah. I'm her best friend, and it's weird.
Weird what? What's weird that we had sex? I mean, I'm not particularly proud of it, but I don't think she'd give a shit.
What do you mean you're not proud of it?
Come on. Whatever, anyway, good. You want me to make up a story to throw her off the track so that she doesn't know that we had sex?
That sounds terrible when you say it like that.
Right.
Okay?
Do you have a thing for my sister?
I knew you were gonna say this. This is why I didn't want to say anything. I do not have a thing for your
sister.
I don't have a thing for your sister. Here's the deal. I think it'd be bad for all of us if Iris knows about this. I'm not just thinking.
You are freaking me out on so many levels right now.
You don't think she'd be upset if you told her we had sex?
I don't think she'd give a shit now.
Wow.
Hate to break it.
Hi.
Hey, I put sage as well. I don't know if that's any good.
Sage is great, actually. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
So what was the point when, what was it when you decided that
you know
that
what? I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, but
no,
I
it's actually, I'm starting to get so irritable because it's just a bad topic.
No,
that's
listen to some
boring.
Music.
I'll put some music
on.
Yeah,
let's do music. Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Iris sips wine as Jack chops vegetables.
Did she tell you about the Pam thing last night?
What's that?
Did she tell you about Pam?
We touched on it.
It's okay.
Do not talk about me when I'm in the same room.
I'm just saying, I think I'm a little upset that this guy is like all clued up on your breakup and I don't know anything.
Here's the deal. New rule. No talking behind anybody's backs in this house, all right?
All right.
We don't do that.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, I know you don't want to talk about it anymore. That's fine. That's totally fine.
Let's just move on.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
Lights glow in the house after dark and the trio are in the kitchen.
This place is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said at some point it was renovated, but
you don't understand how beautiful this place is.
You don't understand.
I mean, it was insane.
It was just so
pure and gorgeous, and then Marilyn came in and just eradicated any memory of us. And so the house, yes, is very beautiful.
Without the stink of
us.
But Marilyn's only got a couple more years left.
I feel. Two and a half, three
more years.
Yeah, I think so.
What are you? What? Three to go?
The 10-year itch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was with her mom for 10 years. Had an affair with my mom, who was the secretary.
Got your mom, Lenora, pregnant. Married her.
Moved to London. Got bored of Lenora, and then he moved on. And then he kind of philandered around for like 7 years.
He went through his crazy Warren Beatty phase. The funny thing, though, about those years when he was so bad with the ladies, he was so good with us, because that was...
He wasn't.
No, but that was like 6 summers. That was just the three of us here.
I know, but you were okay with that. I had no respect for that. He just went... He dodged from one to the other, and it was gross.
That's so crazy. So he would just, like, date all these women, like, for short periods of time with not a lot of emotional investment.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And they were very similar, and then he would just move on?
Yeah.
God, that's just weird. Who does that? Oh! And the patterns emerge!
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. Skinny jeans George. Skinny jeans Harry. Skinny jeans Vinny. Vinny lasted for at least 2 weeks. He was one of the longer ones.
I don't like dating. You know that. I don't like dating. I don't like the romance.
I think technically,
I don't like it.
This
I
is,
get bored. I don't like it.
Do you know how the Iris dating scheme works these days?
She doesn't need to know.
Okay, this is basically how it works. I mean, in a nutshell. So they come in with the skinny jeans. Yes. Skinnier than these, by the way.
Oh,
then we've got the rocker stud belt, Converse no socks, tongue open, no shoelaces, the swoopy haircut.
Which you
over.
Have right now, by
well,
the way.
Well, I have it because I have hair problems. These guys are young enough, they should not be swooping. It starts out usually on a Friday because she met him at a coffee shop. Saturday night we go to either Fleet Foxes or Band of Horses or some sort of Light in the Attic show. And then she takes them to the Greasy Spoon breakfast the next morning. It's like, I'm such the Greasy Spoon girl. And then they get very, very excited about her. And the next weekend they call and she does coffee. And then it's done.
And why are you almost defending
me?
You hate all of the guys I've been out with. You've hated all of them.
Well,
I just don't like it. I get very bored. You know that.
You have great taste in life and you have terrible tastes in men.
You have terrible taste in clothes.
Of course I do. I never
those
said.
Denim shorts are a horror show. Let me
don't talk about the jean shorts. Don't.
Sit down,
don't.
You're done.
No.
The fact that you've somehow managed to get the inner seam higher than the outer seam is so creepy.
God is in the details.
Things.
I'm sorry.
I never want to see those things again.
Remember the guy who asked you to cut your bush?
Iris glares at her sister.
Remember? The guy that you were hooking up with that told you to trim your bush.
Okay, we're good.
She came home in tears because she was hooking up with this guy. Remember that guy? And she had a little poof in her underwear.
Okay, you know.
And she's like, I didn't know I was supposed to trim my bush.
All kind of awkward for Jack.
And I was like the bad older sister because I didn't tell her.
What are you doing? I didn't. It was always.
Anyway, that's the only boyfriend story
suck.
I remember. Yeah.
That is so wrong.
Why?
That's very wrong.
These are the guys
that
I respect.
We're good. We're done. Okay?
Okay, we're done. I'm just gonna eat another vat of mashed potatoes.
How are you liking those mashed potatoes?
They're outrageous.
Yeah? They taste good?
Mm-hmm.
How vegan do they taste to you?
Jack warns Iris not to go there. Hannah spits out her mouthful.
Come on. I put a dollop of butter in. That was it. Don't rinse out. Come on, you've been plowing through those things. Do you know why they tasted good? Because they have dairy in them.
Why would you do that?
Because I felt like it.
That's 5 pounds of fear right there that I just ate.
Iris looks guilty.
It was meant to be a joke just because...
It was meant to be a joke.
See if you liked it.
I mean, it's just so not cool.
Okay. You're right, it's not cool. Are you allergic to butter, though?
Yeah, I'm emotionally allergic to butter.
I'm sorry, it was just a little bit. It was just a tablespoon. I like butter in my mashed potato, and that was all it was.
Iris looks to Jack for support.
All right.
Don't.
That was delicious and inhumane, and I'll see you guys in the morning.
I'm sorry.
I love you, but I don't like you.
All right.
Thank you, Jack.
Good night, Hannah.
Iris keeps looking at Jack as Hannah trudges off to bed. Birds swoop over the water. In pre-dawn half-light. The light's still on in the hall. Iris emerges from her bedroom in a t-shirt. She hesitates in the doorway, then walks down the hall and goes into another room. Without switching on the light, she closes the door, crosses the room, and smiling to herself, gets into bed with Hannah. She pats down the pillows and studies Hannah, who's lying with her back to Iris.
Mm. Hello.
I'm sleeping.
I know. I can't sleep. It's because I'm so excited.
I'll try.
What?
Try.
I can't.
Iris smiles happily.
Do you want to talk?
Mm-mm. Go to bed.
I can't.
I'll sleep here, but shh.
Okay.
Iris closes her eyes, then opens them again.
Can I just have one question?
Hannah opens her eyes and frowns.
He's all right.
Hmm?
I said he's all right.
What do you think of him?
I don't know. I just met him.
Yeah, but you know you're very good at working people out.
Hannah takes a deep breath, knowing she's going to have to answer.
I don't know. He seems like a nice guy. He's a good cook. Asshole.
Sorry about the potato.
Still with her back to Iris, Hannah bites her lip.
I hate that bush story.
I'm sorry.
I like hate it so much. It's so embarrassing.
That's a good story.
Yeah, for you.
I don't know. He's funny, I guess.
He's very funny.
And full of himself.
Well, it's because he's nervous, though. He just gets a little postery when he's nervous. He's really smart.
So you like him?
Yeah, he's my friend.
Iris shifts anxiously.
No, I mean, do you like him? Like him? Yeah.
Iris frowns seriously. Hannah opens her eyes, keeping her expression neutral as she processes the confession.
Huh? Yeah. Do you think that's weird? No.
Hannah smiles and turns to her sister, who still wears a worried frown.
No. Because of Tom, I think it might be weird. I don't know.
The sisters lie face to face and study each other. Iris breaks eye contact and struggles with her next statement.
He made this, like, really drunken pass at me once. And it was right after I broke up with Tom. And it was really embarrassing, but he was so upset the next day, you know. And I was kind of happy that it happened. So I guess I thought then I should just shouldn't tell him. Do you think that I should tell him?
Hannah pulls the covers round her and purses her lips.
No, not no. He's so sweet. I think you should sleep on it. Sleep on it? I saw you were gonna say I think you should sleep with him.
That's my usual advice.
He'd be totally weirded out and...
Hannah looks neutrally at Iris.
Sleep on it. Okay. In your own bed. Okay. I'm exhausted. Okay. I love you. I love you.
Iris kisses Hannah on the cheek. They lie close together, looking into each other's eyes.
Okay.
As Iris gets out of bed, Hannah watches her with a pensive smile. Then, with a look of self-reproach, she pulls the sheet up over her head. Iris walks back down the corridor. She notices a light on under Jack's door. She eases it open to find Jack sitting up in bed, reading.
Hi, Stinkbutt.
Hey, how are you?
What are you doing?
Just chilling, reading.
You not sleeping?
I can't sleep. Can you not sleep? Here.
Thanks.
Yeah.
She shakes her head, and Jack passes her a pillow. Iris props herself up at the opposite end of the narrow bed to Jack.
What do you think of her?
Jack's flustered by the question.
I think she's great. You know, I really like her, and... she seems great.
Do you not like her?
No, I just said I like her. I do.
What did you guys do last night?
We... Nothing, you know, it was just like small talk, getting to know each other a little bit, and it was nice.
Do you think that she's pretty?
I think she is empirically attractive. What?
Secondly speaking, she is pretty attractive, but
Whatever. She's a pretty girl. Yeah.
She's really pretty.
She's a pretty girl.
This is her room. Do you know that?
This is her room?
You're in her room.
That's weird. Why'd she put me in here?
She hates this room.
Maybe that's why she put me in here.
She does. She really hates this room. She hasn't even unpacked.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all her stuff.
Iris finds a portfolio in Hannah's stuff.
What is that?
This is all her paintings. I don't know if she even knows they're here. She hasn't picked up a brush in years, but...
That's beautiful.
Yeah. These are all from around here. And this is a nudist beach on the other side of the island.
On this island?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
Jack raises his eyebrows noncommittally and scratches his head. Iris' smile fades as he looks at her with a serious expression.
I gotta tell you something.
What?
Jack studies Iris glumly.
What?
I am too old to ride bicycles to islands. Anyway, that's my big confession for the night.
Iris smiles as he maintains his serious look. Later, they're asleep, top to toe. Jack stirs and his foot strays towards Iris' head. She turns over and gets a whiff. She holds her arm across her face, then sits up cross-legged and eyes Jack coldly.
You just put your foot in my face, you son of a bitch.
What?
You just put your foot in my face.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Iris shoves her foot in Jack's face.
Shithead.
Iris jumps out of bed, pursued by Jack. Outside, the trees are edged with shades of gold in the morning sun. A small hut stands on rocks by the shore. A wooden footbridge spans a narrow stretch of water between rocks. Jack stands in his denim jacket, sipping from a mug and staring out across the water. Hannah joins him, wearing a wind cheater and wrapped in a plaid blanket.
Hey.
Hey.
Jack eyes her uncertainly.
You were right.
About what?
Just, better if she doesn't know. Cool?
Yeah, no, that's good for me, yeah.
With a tight smile, Hannah turns and walks away up the narrow gravel shore littered with rocks and fallen trees. Jack purses his lips.
Just like that. Right. Ew, it's a gloopy.
I prefer eye booger.
Ooh.
What are we in for here?
Are you guys ready for the best gluten-free, vegan, soy-free pancakes you're ever gonna eat?
Absolutely.
Seriously, these are delicious.
They look really good.
You can have a little sad
little
look,
man.
Two little sad pancakes.
Oh, he is a little sad. I'll make him happy.
All right,
let's start.
Tell me if
let's
you miss
there.
Anything, because I would be very surprised if you do.
Okay.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
Jack takes a mouthful of slightly overcooked pancake and chews thoughtfully. Iris follows suit and catches his eye.
Shoot. Okay, you know what? No maple syrup, but we do have cashew butter. Which is
amazing.
They're good? Oh my God, I'm so excited.
So good.
They're actually even good without it, but I will try it with.
I put this stuff on everything. It is delish.
Yeah?
The others actually found the pancakes very dry.
Good.
They're good?
Very good.
Very good.
I'm so happy you guys like them. Mm. I mean, do you miss it? Do you even miss the butter and the milk?
Jack and Iris swig water as Hannah takes her first mouthful and grimaces.
They're terrible.
No, they're not.
They're so bad.
They're so good, right?
I can't open my mouth.
Aren't they
like
good?
Glued.
I think terrible is an extreme word. I think that they are challenged, but
I think it's a very good effort.
It's not. You know what it is? The flax seeds didn't do a good job. I put flax seeds in to replace.
Is that what
I thought? And usually I use coconut oil, but we didn't have any, and it's just. Mm.
Well, you didn't have the right ingredients.
We didn't.
This is what I think. We'll have a second round.
Okay.
You get all the right ingredients. Uh-huh. I'll make my pancakes. You make yours, and we'll have like a pancake off. And then whoever wins will win like a
trip to IHOP.
A trip to IHOP, but make sure you bring your passport because it's international.
Right. Well done. Sorry, you guys.
Don't be sorry. Do you know what I'm so excited about?
What?
You.
What do you mean?
I'm happy you've left her. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
I think I'm happy too.
I've kind of missed seeing your face like this. That's the first time I've seen you look really happy in a long time. That's awesome. Despite the terrible pancakes. You do, it's really lovely for me. I've missed you, you know, seeing you. Fuck Pam.
Fuck her.
Fuck Pam.
Fuck Pam.
Fuck Pam.
Fuck Pam. Or don't fuck Pam. Fuck someone else now.
Jack's eyes widen.
You can do anything you want now. That's the thing. It's really exciting. You can go traveling now. You're not stuck in
I was thinking about
Redwoods.
That.
You can go to India. You can find yourself like Lenora. You can do whatever you want. You have a baby now. She's always one of them. She's always one
That's
of them.
That's right where my mind goes. Let me go have a baby now.
No, I've been thinking about it. That she's always wanted one as well. She has actually always wanted a baby. You should try, now's your time. I mean, were you trying? Were you even trying?
Yeah, I mean, we had, you know, we've been talking about it.
She never wanted them though.
Well, she said she did.
Yeah, she said she was gonna relent at some point. And I don't think she ever wanted them. And you have such an opportunity now, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you embarrassed about it? It's probably embarrassing for Jack. I don't want to talk
about it. No, it's just, yeah. I mean, it wasn't on the table. At the end of the day, it wasn't to be, so moving on.
All right, I'm just saying that there's tons of stuff you can do.
Travel.
No, but don't change the subject. This is what you want. There's sperm donors, there's like...
Christ.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
But what I'm saying now is that there's like... You can go online, there's sperm donor, there's sperm in the air. You just grab a dude and preg yourself up.
Sounds horrible.
Pick a guy, any guy. It would just be one night, and then you're done.
Jack's stunned.
I'm gonna get some coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a refill? Mm-hmm. Hannah, would you like something?
Yes, thank you. Refresh, please.
Coffee, okay. Good, I'll be right back.
Iris points at her sister whilst chewing on a dry pancake. Both Iris and Jack sign that they need to talk to Hannah.
Let's go for a walk.
Okay, good. We're gonna go for a walk. Jack, you're gonna stay here and think about your life. Come on, Hannah.
I'm going for a walk.
Just wanna check in with you real quick. So I don't know exactly how to put this, but it definitely was a little weird. I didn't know about you and your relationship to like wanting a baby and stuff, and which is great, obviously, but in terms of like the whole like, oh, just grab a guy and there's sperm everywhere, like it definitely made me think for a sec. Our first night, I hate to even bring it up, but I feel like I should just...
We used a condom.
He'd forgotten that.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, are we good? Okay, thanks. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to
see you later.
Backtrack. I just felt like double checking, safety first.
Iris and Hannah approach an old wooden shack.
You know, and the thought of it is scary, and it's all of those things, and I'm gonna do it. I just feel like I should just tell him, and I thought about it all night, and we slept in the same fucking bed, you know, and it's just the comfort and the ease that we have. I just don't believe that just evaporates. I hope, anyway. I just feel like I've got to take this leap, and I was lying there last night and I couldn't get to sleep. And he's snoring next to me and I'm like, just tell him, just fucking tell him, you know. I just have to. I think it's time, and I don't even know what he's gonna think or what he's gonna say. I just feel like I've got to stop feeling so passive about things, you know? What's the matter? Why are you being so quiet?
It's raining, and the sisters enter the log shack. Back at the house, Jack selects a hardback book and settles in a chair, placing his coffee on a small table made of logs. He opens the book and starts to read, then looks up, pensively. He shakes his head, dismissing whatever thought occurred, and goes back to the book. Jack's distracted again. He snaps the book closed and gets up from the chair. He goes to the bedroom where he slept with Hannah and rummages in the waste paper basket. He finds the condom wrapped up in a tissue and walks out with it. Iris and Hannah are still in the shack.
You don't think I should do it?
No, I have to tell you something, and I have to tell you something before.
Yeah?
I tell you something. The first thing that I'm going to tell you, you're going to have a big problem with, so I think I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
In the bathroom, Jack fills the condom with water at the sink. He holds it up and closes his eyes, hoping fervently. But the condom is full of holes, and water pours out.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh. Iris rushes out of the shack and runs off into the woods. Hannah follows her.
Iris!
Iris arrives back at the house.
Jack!
Whoa, whoa! What's going on? What's going on?
You fucked my sister! You fucked my sister! Oh my gosh!
Oh, look,
oh
I'm
my
so
god!
Sorry.
You were here for one night! She's a fucking lesbian!
It was a total mistake. You should never have known about it. I'm so sorry, but there's something much bigger at work here. Hannah?
I'm so sorry.
Tell her about the condom. Hannah, tell her about the condom.
What's he talking about?
Tell her. I found the condom!
What'd you do?
Why were you looking for the condom? What's going on?
Well, what? You know what? Because she poked holes in the condom.
Can you shut up for 1 second?
No, you poked holes in the condom. It's a fucking rain shower. She tried to steal my sperm.
She tried to steal your sperm.
Oh, then what was that?
You poked holes in a condom, Hannah.
No, yes.
Why?
No, I was trying. I was trying to get pregnant.
With Jack.
No, not with Jack. With someone.
Oh, my God.
Jack, you weren't even going to know.
Oh, I wasn't going to know.
It was going to go into a little plastic sack and get thrown into the trash.
Exactly. Where sperm belongs so it doesn't become a fucking baby that I don't know about.
Okay, so let me just clear this up. You potentially could be pregnant with his baby. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know.
Holy shit. Holy shit. You had to pick him, didn't you? You had to go pick Jack.
Pick him.
All the guys. All of the guys. And you had to go for
him. I wasn't trying to pick him. I was just...
Why? Why did it have to be him?
I didn't know you were in love with him! How could I know you were in love with him? I would never have done that. I don't want to hurt you. I didn't know. I just wanted a baby. I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck.
I fucked up.
Fuck.
Iris rushes out, and Hannah tries to hold back her tears. She wipes her face, smiles, and shakes her head helplessly as Jack eyes her with angry disbelief.
I am a really bad person.
Jack remains rooted to the spot, staring at the floor as Hannah walks past him and outside through the kitchen door. The last glow of sunset reflects off the water. After dark, trees are black silhouettes, and the porch light glows at the house. The shack in the woods is in darkness. Inside, Iris is asleep, fully clothed in a woolen hat and wrapped in an old blanket. She stirs, and Jack arrives at the door.
Can I talk to you for a second?
No.
He comes in.
I don't want to talk to you, Jack.
She clasps a hand over her eyes as Jack comes and sits beside the bed.
Hey.
He cups his chin in his hand.
I really think your face is going to annoy me right now. I don't want to talk to you.
My face always annoys you.
Iris looks at him with puffy eyes.
I'm so sorry.
She studies him, unable to hide the pain.
Why did you do that? Did you not think that that would be weird? For me? Did you not think that, like, even if I hadn't found out that would be a weird thing? That you'd have to carry that and still be friends with me?
It's weird. It's definitely weird. But it's like, I slept with your sister and you slept with my brother. And I don't know. This is just so confusing. There's a lot happening right now, but I can't come between you and your sister, okay? That is not something I can ever do.
I can't even think about her right now. I don't want anything to do with her right now, okay?
I just know I saw her when you left the room and she loves you and she's sorry.
Iris nods slowly.
You can never understand how important the bond is that you have with your sister. You'll never understand the way I do. I could never live with myself if I knew in some way I might be coming between you or the cause of any of that. And what I did was a mistake, and it's the worst fucking mistake I have ever made.
Jack clenches his hands in self-loathing. Iris lays a hand on his.
But I didn't...
Jack gently wipes a tear from her cheek with his finger and can't go on. Iris gently strokes Jack's hair, then runs her fingers down his tear-streaked face.
I didn't sleep with your sister because I wanted to sleep with your sister. I slept with your sister because I can't be with you.
It's Iris' turn to weep.
I have to go.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Iris nods helplessly.
You gonna come back?
Jack wipes her tear-stained cheek and lays a hand on her head, then hurries out into the night. Iris lies miserably, propped up against her pillows, and raises her hands despairingly to her head. In the warm glow of the morning sun, Jack crouches at the top of a slope overlooking the water, deep in thought. He crumbles a dry leaf between his fingers, then gets to his feet decisively. Jack rides his red bike down a woodland road, with the sun filtering through the evergreens. Wearing his helmet and rucksack, Jack pedals along strongly as the sun rises higher in the sky. Back at the house, Iris is in the kitchen and pours filter coffee from a glass jug. Hannah comes in. Iris can't even look at her and goes outside. Hannah stands by the countertop and watches Iris walk past the kitchen windows. Hannah walks in the woods in Wellingtons and a raincoat. Iris is wandering along the shore. She picks up a twig and hurls it into the water. Later, Hannah lies awake in bed, She props herself up on the pillows and draws the duvet up under her chin, but can't sleep. Iris is also lying awake in bed, now back in the house. As another day dawns and clouds are reflected in the mirror-still waters outside, Iris picks at a plateful of food on the countertop. Hannah approaches her.
I made some potatoes if you want some.
Hannah stares at Iris, who can still barely look at her sister. Jack puts his boots on and gets out of a small tent, doing up his jacket against the cold of the morning. Iris and Hannah stand glumly side by side at the kitchen counter. Hannah takes a mouthful of potato and chews slowly. Iris gets up, clearing away her plate. Hannah watches as Iris walks out. A cardboard filing box stands on a table next to the single bed Jack slept in. Hannah enters her old room and looks around thoughtfully. She chews a nail pensively and takes the lid off the filing box. She pulls out a small bundle of paintbrushes. Hannah touches the bristles pensively. Jack rides through the woods, standing up on the pedals. He pitches his small dome tent in a clearing for another night outdoors. When the tent's up, Jack steps back and surveys his handiwork. Back at the house, Iris is playing patience, whilst Hannah sits in an easy chair reading. She glances at her sister.
Iris.
Yeah?
Sorry.
Iris considers the apology, then nods expressionlessly. Clouds, stained orange by the sunset, drift above the towering silhouettes of trees. Iris walks through the darkened house in her nightshirt and floral pattern pajama bottoms. She gets into bed next to Hannah, clasping her hands between her knees, and stares at her sister, who's lying facing the other way. In the morning, Hannah, in a checked shirt, puts jam and peanut butter on crackers. Iris comes in and offers Hannah a tight smile as the plate is placed on the countertop. Iris sits and Hannah pours coffee. Iris studies her sister as she eats. Later, she watches as Hannah paints with watercolors on an easel. Standing on a rocky slope, Hannah paints using muted greens and greys to capture the overcast, misty view across the water to the hills beyond. Afterwards, the sisters walk arm in arm through the woods. Jack cycles down a long, straight country road in sunshine. There are fields, woods, and the occasional house. He stands on the pedals to climb a hill. Jack pushes the bike and tries to get his breath back. A grey mist hangs in the evergreens on the island. The water is flat calm, and no lights are on in the house. Iris and Hannah lie side by side in bed.
Have you thought about what you're gonna do, you know, if there's a baby?
Hannah smiles thoughtfully, with a shrug.
Not really. I was just thinking that I wouldn't want you to feel alone. You know. And if you wanted any help, that would be something I could do.
Iris turns her head and looks seriously at Hannah.
You know that I could help you raise the baby. I have a spare room. Are you sure that's what you'd be up for, want to do, bite off? I don't know. Yeah, I think it is. I could do the 3 a.m. feed, you know? I don't know. I've just been thinking about it. It's whatever you want.
Hannah smiles gently at her sister.
I think I'd like that.
Yeah.
Thanks. Just, you know, for the offer, even if there is no baby.
Hannah moves her elbow towards her sister. Iris returns the gesture. They touch. Jack's in a diner, crashed out face down on a table with his head in the crook of his arm. The waitress approaches with a coffee pot.
Warm up?
Jack raises his head sleepily.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
Jack sips water, his fresh coffee, and rubs his face wearily. He looks across at a woman in a booth with two young sons.
You better go get Beckett's car.
Beckett's car? You better go too fast.
Jack watches the family glumly. The boys play with toy cars and milk portions on the tabletop.
Whoever has a sign, turn it on.
Jack watches the family expressionlessly. Back on his bike, he tries to cycle away from the diner down a small town street. But his gears give him trouble. Jack gets out of the saddle and pulls at the gear mechanism on the back wheel, trying to free the chain. Hoping he's fixed the problem, Jack gets back in the saddle, but the chain's loose and the pedals just spin as he applies pressure. He pulls angrily at the loose chain, then wanders off pushing the bike. He leans it up against a dumpster and stands staring at it. Jack kicks the pedal, which spins around. He kicks it again, takes off his helmet and throws it on the ground, then shrugs off his backpack and throws that down too. He stamps on the bike so hard that he buckles the back wheel. And again.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Jack raises the bike over his head and slams it into the ground twice. Then hurls it against the dumpster. He slam dunks the bike again, then throws his helmet at it, shattering it. His anger and frustration vented, Jack crouches down beside the broken machine and cries.
Together, it's good luck. Pros.
Yeah, and one.
Good spirit, guys.
Iris and Hannah walk through the woods together towards the house, which is partly concealed behind the trees. They arrive back to find Jack standing in the kitchen. Iris stares at him open-mouthed.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. I have something I want to say to you guys, okay? I'm unemployed, and I'm financially unstable, and I am emotionally, at best precarious, at worst, a cripple. And I'm not in a place in my life to be any sort of father figure, potentially, and I'm certainly, as your best friend, no one I would recommend as a boyfriend. And that sucks, because you might be carrying my baby. And I'm in love with your sister.
The women are lost for words.
But I'm tired of being dead, and I want to come back to life. So if there, you know, is a baby in there, you absolutely should have that. And I would love to help if you want me. Not pushy, just available. Be it friend or uncle or dad-ish in some level. And you, I don't deserve you. But I would give you every fucking thing that I have. And if you guys would consider having me, I'm asking for a shot.
Hannah puts her arms around Iris. He wipes a tear from her eye, then nods and smiles. Iris walks into Jack's arms.
I love you.
I love you.
Come here. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, don't be silly. Come here, sperm stealer.
The trio rejoice in a group hug. Jack and Iris kiss. Clouds are edged with pink in the sunset and reflected in the flat, calm waters around the island. The ferry returns to the mainland. Viewed through the branches of a tree, traffic streams along busy highways, and crowds walk down a bustling street. City blocks look out over the water towards tree-lined shores on the other side. Iris, Hannah, and Jack are gathered in a toilet. Jack is holding a timer shaped like a ladybird. All three are nervous with anticipation.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Hannah has a pregnancy test clutched in her hand. She opens up her hand, and they all stare at the result. Cut to black. Written and directed by Lynn Shelton. Creative consultants Emily Blunt, Rosemary DeWitt, Mark Duplass, and Mike Brebilia. Producer, Stephen Shart. Executive producers Vallejo Gantner, Ashiel Gantner, Jennifer Roth, Mark Duplass, and Lynn Shelton. Co-executive producers Dave Nakayama and Lance Rosen. Co-producers Mel Eslin and Megan Griffiths. Cinematographer Benjamin Kazulka. Editor Nat Sanders. Production designer John Levin. Music supervisors Mel Eslin and Sandy Wilson. Sound and original score by Vinnie Smith. Unit production manager and first assistant director Jennifer Roth. Second assistant director Susan LaSalle. Associate producers Kate Bailey and Jennifer Mars. The cast in order of appearance. Mike Haring as Tom in Photos. Mark Duplass as Jack. Mike Brebelia as Al. Jason Dodson, Pete Erickson, Catherine Lebo, Evan Mosher, Jennifer Mars, Jeanette Mouse, Dory Hannah Shearer, Steve Snowy, Dusty Warren and Seth Warren as Tom's friends. Mel Eslin, Kate Jarvis, Jeremy Mackey, Nathan M. Miller and Norm Tumulva as photography studio crew. Rosemary DeWitt as Hannah. Kate Bailey as waitress. Jason Braggs, John Lavin, Lee Luna and Petra Kulsvik as diner patrons. Kimberly Chin as mother. Cohen Chin as young boy number one. Beckett Chin as young boy number two. The events, characters and firms depicted in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead, or to actual firms, is purely coincidental. Copyright 2011, Ada Films LLC. Further credits continue to scroll. When I was alive, I didn't know why I died. I guess I thought everything was that way. Your hair is gray, and all the lights is black. And when you laugh, still brings me back in love. Audio description by Deluxe. Written and voiced by Roland Bean. The end.